Hi, everybody. Well, here we are again, another wonderful BBS radio program. And today is Friday. So if you have an archive and it's not Friday, well, it's us, it's Friday. And we're in June, July, August. We're in August now, the 15th, 2014. So that's the 8th month. And so we got 8, 15, 14, and out of 20, whatever that means. But let's clear away your maybe anxieties and stuff from the week. Maybe you have quite a few. Never know. Maybe you have nothing. That would be great. So if you do have something, one of you people out there, and you're dealing with energies beyond your control, here we go. Think of what happened to you. So one, two, three, four, and five, and we're releasing that one energy from you. And for those who are really hyper with that energy, here we go. So this is like the number 20 here. So here we go, increasing the energy. So one, two, three, four, and five. There we go. And let's bring up the light being on your monitor screen so you can have some light in your room and be at peace. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So just to give you some insight, I think we're on number 7 hologram right now. So you may start to feel more space. The clouds should be changing. A lot of people that I talk with, they do say the clouds look completely different. You should feel like you're maybe disattached from the planet because normally you're corded to it. You're still living here and you're still walking, but things are not as bad as they seem or used to seem through the energetic cordings. So what's happening is you're not changing your vibration. Your vibration never changes because that's your spirit energy. But your body has darkness. So as you do more clearings and get freed up from darkness, you will have more spirit energy with you. And that may make it look like you have a higher frequency. So you know, but you're not changing your frequency, just that you're integrating more light. And this is the light that you had when you were a baby. So you're getting back to being innocent when you're out of the stress and dramas and traumas, emotions of people and yourself, and you want to be peaceful. So as you become more peaceful, then you're at your original vibratory rate of your spirit, and that's what it is. So through all of your incarnations here on this planet, you have the same frequency. Nothing to learn, except you don't want to carry on and bring energies into you of darkness, which takes away your spirit energy. So we'll see if our co-host is on out there. So you out there, Ann?
I am, Ron. Hi, good evening, and hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. Happy to be here. I just want to say, Ron, that I appreciate that information about the raising your frequency, because that was quite a new age teaching in my experience, that you are always trying to raise your frequency and get, I don't know what, raise, be better, I guess, be a better person. Never more in your body, or never, you know, connect to your spirit or call your spirit into your body. In fact, I was told by this New Age teaching that there's a spirit, not that I had a spirit, that there is one spirit that I should connect to and talk to and get help from and information from. And so if any other people were similarly misled, we really all appreciate your very clear, helpful information, Ron. And I also want to just reiterate and thank you for the work on The Matrix. I am in Southern California, and a listener sent, who is also in Southern California, sent a bunch of lovely pictures of the sky and the clouds. And it's basically exactly what I saw. Like, I thought I was seeing things, that the sky looked so different the other morning. And so thank you for sending those in. It's very validating. And then someone on the fast chat wrote, okay, she's in the North Woods of Wisconsin. So that's pretty far from what I'm talking about. And she says, it is pristine. Even the North Woods hillbillies are cleaning up their yards. Really, three different homes this last week or so. Amazing. We pull the old matrixes away. So that's really nice, Ron, that people are noticing and feeling the changes that you're helping us get to.
That's great. Yeah, and those changes are it's taken away the, I don't know what I could say, I can't guarantee this, but what I believe is happening is that it's taken away more of the darkness energetic portals to you. Remember, each one of these matrixes control you. And so kind of just think of yourself as being, you know, like you have spokes of the wheels, you know, of a wheel like a bicycle, all the spokes there, and you're in the center, and you have all these spokes attaching to you. And that would be like the matrix, cording you to whatever their mindset is for the particular people that are ported to it. And so all of a sudden you're getting these away from you and you're freeing yourself up. And remember, different people can be in a different reality of that matrix, which could be why you feel strange some days or people look strange. To me, they always look strange, but you know, you might see only a few people. I did see a couple people tonight again where the couple comes out. They looked about 50. And sure enough, the woman hops in the car and the man sits in the driver's seat. And I go, well, that's, I don't know. So anyway, I don't, you know, I'm not trying to judge that. I guess it sounds like it. But, you know, this is kind of different to me because, you know, I'm used to always seeing, you know, men driving, you know, their spouse around, unless they have a DUI or maybe they have a car accident. And then you see it because you see probably crutches, you know, going into the driver's seat. But other than that, in my reality of seeing people for my whole life, this is quite new to me. And so anyway, so back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. We have a couple of emails from listeners about the relationship clearings we were talking about the other night, but I thought perhaps I'd keep going on some emails because we have quite a few emails still in our inbox here and ask some questions. Excuse me. So one, Ron, I don't know if you're going to even remember this, but apparently in 2012, a listener sent us a video, what do you call them? I just went off and I'm sorry. Something almost hit Earth and destroyed it, but it was some kind of near miss. And the listener is wondering, a solar storm in 2012. Was it Creation Lightship that moved that out of the way and protected Earth?
I can sort of remember something like that. Yeah, I think that was part of that. I would say the information of it being affected by, you know, the time-traveling soldiers on the lightship and all the ones out there probably have had or did have a great effect on that. So I would say that feels correct to me.
Okay, good. Now, I had a thought too, Ron. The other day, thank you very much for that, but the other day on the show you mentioned that things are going to be changing and there'll be less of a hologram. And you suggested that, yes, it would be a good idea to do the holographic clearing that you have as a free healing on the website. By the way, if we have new listeners, Ron's website is creationlightship.com. And on the left, you'll see a list of free healings. So on that note, would it also be helpful, since you said we'll be less connected to the Earth, might it be a good time to do those ley line and grid clearings?
Yeah, that would be probably good, yeah.
To kind of improve, yeah. Like, if there's any left, any connection left, that you could get rid of it that way.
Yeah, and what I would do is the timeline crash and do the space timeline crash, because you want to get yourself pulled back from the matrix timelines in case you're stuck out in space or something. So that's why we put it up, because I realize that there are people that are stuck in space. I'll do a clearing right now. This will be just a sample. So I don't know. I'll just say you can go back to your birthday, 1 year of age, okay? And possibly your throughout the age from 1 year on to two, very possibly you were out in space, never got returned here. So here we go. You feel energy coming to your body. That means that you were lost in space. So coming back. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, so hopefully none of you felt that. But if you were lost in space at that early age, it's, you know, kind of like you don't have all your cups in the cupboard, you know? Your spirit's out there, so you lost a lot from then to now of your life experience because your spirit can't help you if it's not with you. So I think you probably all understand that. So anyway, hopefully you didn't feel a thing. But that's, you know, what you may want to do is timeline crashes throughout your whole life, or maybe just do the space-time crashes only. Go in there and just to do the space-time crashes for each year of your life. If you felt something strong on a certain year, then maybe do it, you know, month by month. Bring yourself back to yourself. So this is what you would probably call spirit retrieval, but normally, you know, there are practitioners doing spirit retrieval. I would say it's probably about, you know, 0.1% of what, you know, we're doing on the website here for people. So if you think you have done that, that's great. But it probably is very, very ineffective compared to what we're doing for people here. So you may want to get on there and do that. So back to you. Oh, then after that, you may want to do the magnetic twisted body clearing to get yourself into alignment because you may not have ever come into your body properly. So anyway, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you very much. I think it's okay if we mention that we're going to have a new spirit clearing up on the website soon for spirit retrieval, Ron?
Yeah, maybe about a month away.
Oh, okay, great.
So yeah, that's what I'm, you know, kind of anticipating.
We're looking forward to that.
I have to organize it and do it. So,
okay, that, great.
That works right now. So, you know, if you hear this, you know, you may want to question maybe in a month or so if it's not up.
we'll keep track. Don't worry, Ron. Okay, on Wednesday's show, we had a listener make a request for you to put energy into body parts, a body part for everyone, and she wrote to thank you. Thank you for the spark plug change. Great show as per usual. So much info tonight. Thanks for the entirety of the ascension preparation. Worth every drop. So thank
great.
You very much, listener, for that. We do always appreciate the testimonials. And we have an interesting, you did talk a lot about ascension. And a listener wrote in and said that he had a dream that he saw a light being, and it was ascension time, and the light being rejected him. So what do you think is going on there, Ron?
Well, probably had concerns about it, possibly, in the daytime, and they just took those concerns and made it into a situation where they, you know, through the abduction process and doing parallel life timelines through dreams, they probably indicated that so that the person would be upset about that. So it's just another alien abduction with information that's worthless. So that's how I would put that. You know, it's and they probably couldn't get you in the daytime, but they try to get you at night. So that's you, Ann.
Right, and of course, that there's nothing real about that. No light being would ever reject anyone, and someone
plus
must have been using.
Probably, yeah, plus a light being will not come to you.
Right.
If you have pictures, if you have some of our pictures that we, you know, saw at the expo, you know, very possibly, you know, the, you know, that they would be in your room giving up presents of peace, but that's about all that they're really doing. They're not going to talk to you or anything else because source energy doesn't communicate. There's no communication of words. you may have something that might come to you when you're in the present moment. That would be from yourself as the light being is attempting to connect to, I guess I could use the word, your eagle. And then from there, you might get some ideas or something. But as far as the light being saying, oh, you should do this, you should do that, no, go to the left, go to the right. No, they don't do that because they can't. They're in non-judgment, just like your spirit. So you're not really going to have a whole lot of information. It gets kind of sticky because some people do get intuitive insight from their spirit. So I'm not saying that you don't get that, but normally it's when you're in the moment, then you're more in and as your spirit doing the work versus something knocking on, you know, the top of your head or kind of whisper in your ear or something like that, which won't happen. So that's the difference, is that you are then integrated with your spirit if you're in the peace energy completely. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you very much. I'm sure the that listener found that disturbing, but it's good to know that it really is nothing real. It was someone messing with him, as they like to do. And I guess the way to tell if you're getting true spiritual insight, Ron, would be to stop and check, are you in your heart center? Or is it something coming from you to you mentally?
Yes, and also see what timeline you're on. Are you in the moment? Are you in the past? Are you in your body properly? You know, all different things. So, you know, that's the best way. If you're not in the moment, then whatever you're getting is a reality somewhere else, but not here. And that reality is valid and true. But you're just not here where you need to be.
Okay.
I think we heard that beep there. Is there a beeper out there?
I think so.
Yeah, the current Earth Spirit is a female, correct?
I'm sorry, say that again.
The current Earth Spirit is a female, correct?
The current one right now is female, yeah. The one that left here was male. So that is correct.
So the one that's currently here is not the one that created us, correct?
That is correct, but it does know the energy of the Earth. So your body's created from Earth energies, because they had to use something here to create, use a medium to create you, you know, and, you know, the chemicals and whatever else is with you, you know. That's why, you know, I guess they can break the body down, you know, into different types of minerals, chemicals, et cetera. You know, you're... Or so much after your...
What the fuck? Where the hell did I do something?
It's a little...
No, go ahead, keep going. I'm talking about it.
Okay.
The reason why I asked that is because if it's not the same spirit that created us, that means our body is not in tune to the planet's spirit, which means I would assume we would gradually decay. So that means ascension would be coming soon, correct?
Well... The body won't decay because the Earth spirit still has the same frequency as the last one. So, in a sense, what happened was the one that's here now was probably in quarantine waiting for ascension, because it probably had to give up or stopped where it was, whatever it created, and it already, you know, is ready for ascension, so it came here. It would not do or be in two places at once. So that's probably the only reason why it came here, because it was waiting for the ascension process. So it came here to get swapped out from the other one that was completely traumatized and basically useless. And also, stolen by the darkness.
So it's not going to actually take, the female one is not going to take over the Earth after ascension.
No, at ascension time, where we are now, what we know about here, if we had our memory, this place would no longer exist. This place, unless they change what's happening, but this place will no longer be a planet, the way it looks now. It just won't be materialized. So this is the most important thing about this last 2,000-year cycle as the final cycle of the earth. Before, when Jesus walked the earth, the darkness took everything away, created a false reality on a timeline. They abducted everybody on it, and they were still thinking that they're on the earth. But to the light, this space was all darkness, did not exist. So, or void of light, I should say, if I can get the right terminology. So this space was void of light. And then the earth spirit said, geez, you know, there's nobody that came to do the ascension hardly, you know. We'll just say 1,000 people, hypothetically. It could be a little bit more. We'll just say 1,000. And it says, the population is much more than 1,000, you know. So I'm going to come back and do another 2,000 years to help to save the people. So it came back. Teachers of Jesus were in place. And if you notice, the darkness took over all the disciples, and they either hung themselves or got killed. And his teachings basically went away except for what we have maybe in the Bible and, you know, information that's out there. But the whole basic thing is, you know, to clean your body out. That's the whole thing. And, you know, we have all those storylines and stuff. But aside from that, that's what is what we should understand about the teachings of Jesus and to get back to your spirit. So there are key phrases there. I've never studied the Quran, but I'm sure that somewhere in there, the teachings are probably there indicating that somewhere, okay? Remember, just because all the different religious books are written, they normally all have a common thread throughout them, and that should be, you know, there also. So... back to you.
Well, caller, thank you very much. Are you still there? Okay, I guess he's gone, Ron, but thank you very much for calling in.
In fact, if anybody out there does know about the Quran, okay, maybe you know, you have to probably get, or maybe you know somebody who, you know, has read the whole thing back and forth and knows it upside down backwards. You might ask them if there's any particular teachings in there about cleaning your body out to have more spirit energy, you know, for ascension. That would be interesting, okay? So, anyway, so if anybody does have that information, you know, it'd be great to share on the program here. So back to you.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Ron. Okay, just back a moment to the you're removing the matrix from the planet. Someone else wrote, the environment is very peaceful. And thank you, Ron. And then one listener said, I hope the poverty matrix is leaving too. Is what you're doing, Ron, in removing these matrixes perhaps going to have an effect like that, like remove a poverty matrix? That's a great concept.
Yeah, I just don't know. I would like that to be true, but... ideally, what you're getting as these are being released is more freedom. And so the matrix that we're releasing is typically, I would say, probably 90% from the aliens bringing in a hologram here. Now, the other flip side of the story is the underground, people, things, aliens, whatever's down there, which could be using similar technologies that was given to them by the aliens. You have to remember that everything that happens here is brought here by the aliens, and there's good things that were brought here. And then some things are extra good, you know, you're extra bad, you know, like the atomic bomb and nuclear power, okay? So, hello, you know, that's, and then they put all these things on fault lines. Just about. So you go, I wonder why they're doing that. And, you know, I won't get into that, but so things here, you know, like I always say, well, the aliens were so great, and they gave the invention in mass consciousness how to make a gasoline motor, okay, which is what, was out there. Remember, when an inventor sits down to invent something, they get an idea. And where does that come from? Well, that comes from mass consciousness normally. And so from there, the aliens gave them a way to pollute the planet. And isn't that nice? And then they brought people down here who wanted to control that. And there's, you know, the oil barons, we'll call it, right, in a sense. So then from there, you know, that's where we are now. You know, how many, you know, besides the Tesla car, maybe some other ones that may be, you know, hybrids. But besides that car, I don't know of any electric cars out there that are 100% electric. I could be off. I don't know if the Bolt from Chevy is or not. It might be. But anyway, you're not going to find those cars around a lot, you know. You're lucky if you see maybe one in your life, you know, if you live in a small town. Anyway, so why aren't all those cars electric? Why aren't you driving electric? That invention was here. I think the Egyptians had the electric battery. You know, they had all this stuff. So you have to look at it, well, are we actually better now with our information and inventions than what they were, say, a few thousand years ago? They may have been highly more advanced than we are. But maybe they didn't even bother getting the cars. They just went to a spaceship, you know? And they got that invention, and that's what they had. And maybe there's nothing around in history about showing a UFO, we'll say, because they all left, probably. So anyway, that's what I'm trying to say, is all inventions are from mass consciousness, which is typically, let's say, 99% from darkness. And, you know, that's why when you get a thought of something, an invention, you're probably going to see somebody else doing it that you may have thought of yourself maybe in a year or two, because that information got opened up for everybody to tune into if you were looking in that arena, in that area, for that particular invention, like an engineer trying to design something. And lo and behold, you know, you all got it at the same time because it was out there, and it's here. So maybe they should have just not looked at the gas motor and doing stuff like that. Maybe they should have looked for flying saucers. But anyway, back to you, Ann.
Excuse me, Ron. So basically what you're saying is you feel if some people in the past had the means to get out of here, that's the first thing they did.
they made
a rocket ship and got out.
yeah, that's another way of looking at it, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so if it's okay, we'll shift over into talking about relationships again. We have a couple of nice testimonials. One is, hi, I love you guys and gals in a neutral way. And just so in case you're a new listener, Ron recommends to us that we stay neutral, not be emotional about anything, either being on the upside or the downside, just be neutral. So that was a very funny thing, and I thought that was a nice way to start off our relationship discussion tonight. And someone else mentions, Ron, that every time the radio shows come on or she's doing the healings, as soon as your voice comes out of the speakers, I can pretty much count on my kitties both coming home and hanging out.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, isn't that nice? So you're popular with well, I know you're popular with my cat as well, and I'm sure it happens to a lot of people. Okay, so what we talked about on Wednesday was that we have a lot of listeners who would like to have a relationship in their life. And we talked about doing the abandonment clearing first, and also, gosh, what was that other one that was so hard on you? Well, it'll come back to me. And then I wanted to also talk about some other things that would be good to do if you're looking for to bring a relationship into your life. And the next one I thought of that's important is the self-sabotage clearing. Because, as you have said, Ron, just put all your issues in there. And you don't know, you might say, oh, I know, I self-sabotage myself with relationships because when I get up near a member of the opposite sex, I can't talk, or I'm shy. But it could be other things as well, that if you just clear out what your issues are, it'll just become easier to meet nice people. And then we have a real...
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. So, yeah, first clear out what you know your issues are, because that's what you know. But they're maybe you only know 10% of what you're dealing with. The other 90% is buried. But once you get rid of the 10%, now you're going to be able to see clearer and figure out what you have to do next, you know. So that's the whole process, you know. Just keep going at it and look at it, you know, as something that's going to help you immensely to bring your spirit back. Remember, your spirit cannot to darkness, and that's judgment. So when you think of something, even, you know, we'll just say that you have a really, really bad thought. Well, right away, your body comes up, and when that happens, all of a sudden, you're probably dealing with a lot of negativity, and that negativity now forces your spirit out of you, and from there, you're on that roller coaster ride, you know? And is your spirit going to come back in again? Well, you may just be imprinted with that negativity, which now is going to be recycling in you. And then it could have, in a sense, a mind of its own, we'll say, or testing situations, obstacles in your life, just by having one really negative thought. And it goes going sideways with people projecting that onto you also. So, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. We had one listener request that you do a healing bundle for relationships, Ron, perhaps including the ones, you know, we're talking about, the self-sabotage and the, it's betrayal body that you also did the other day, abandonment and betrayal. So maybe we'll think about doing that. Okay. Someone wrote in to tell me it's betrayal. Thank you very much, listener. I just had to turn over my notes here, and I got the answer, but thank you very much. So then we have two interesting emails from different people that listen to the show on Wednesday. The first one's short. Hi, Ron. Would having a relationship affect your ascension? I want to feel what it's like to be loved, going out on a date, just worried it can affect my spiritual progress.
That's a really good question. Like I mentioned, you know, normally if you're, say, getting serious with somebody, I guess, then you want them to do a few clearings so that they're even with you on the same page as you. Otherwise, they're going to be really emotional, and they can drop you back to where you used to be because they're going to be courting you with emotions. So you definitely want to have a person that's in relationship with you at least have an emotional clearing and maybe whatever you have had so you can be on the same page. Otherwise, they're going to start bringing stuff to you which you maybe have already cleared, or things that you haven't even thought about, which now are popping up because they're kind of like, banging on the hornet's nest, and these things pop out all of a sudden, you know? And now you got a whole different set of issues. What you thought you had released, now you got something completely different. You go, wow, what's happening here? Well, it wasn't your issue, but now you have it. Because it may have been in you, 5,000 years ago, and you didn't think about it, you know, so deeply buried, but your partner, your new partner, brought it up, so now you have a lot more clearings to do. So can a relationship, a partnership, prevent you from ascending? With that information, I would say that would be correct, because they may be bringing you down and, you know, bringing forth more stuff to you. Like I said, if they do a clearing that you're doing, and you clean them out, then all of a sudden you're both on the same page, and then you can kind of bounce back and forth about what your common issues are and using the other person as a sounding board. And, you know, in a sense, you know, oh, they're going through this issue, well, I must have it now because they gave it to me or I recognize it, and then from there you want to clean it out. So that could be the positive thing. But like I said, you know, if you can do a most of a whole lifetime clearing and then become a hermit and be away from everybody, you would hold that energy and be peace for probably your whole life. So, you know, unless you hurt yourself and you started, you know, throwing a temper tantrum, then you got more issues. But other than that, you know, you'd be probably pretty good. So people bring you your issues. So that's the sad part. They activate your dormant DNA. Remember, when you're in a baby, you were whole and complete, perfect, until your parents and the people around you started to tell you how to live here and follow the rules, which was judgment, and then you got stuck. So what I could say is all babies, because they're not full of judgment, would ascend. So back to you, Ann.
Wonderful, Ron. Thank you. And that's great information, that if you can, if you're in a relationship and the other person is clear, you can keep each other kind of on track and clear each other and know what's going on with each other and that kind of thing. I just wanted to add, though, that that one person seems like they're talking more about the going out and meeting people, so they're not yet in a relationship. So I guess what I would say is, it's okay to want a relationship, but to not let that distract you. If you can be at peace about it and just know that if you keep your peace, your spirit and your body stay heart-centered, you have a good chance of attracting like to you. Would you agree with that, Ron?
Yeah, that's good. And then also, if you're afraid to meet people, then that means that you're not probably, I'm not exactly right at this, but you're not experiencing your full life, because you may think that you need somebody else to make you happy and, you know, validate your life here to fulfill your dreams and hopes, everything else. So that means that you're excluding yourself from life. You're allergic to life. So first, have a relationship with yourself and get the energy with your spirit so you don't feel lonely. And that twin flame clearing can help you do that, too. That's 4-in-1, but you need to have clearings before that. But anyway, if you do have loneliness and you did a lot of clearing so far, then, you know, I'd recommend doing the 4-in-1 session. That can take away loneliness, and you feel wonderful about it. In fact, if anybody out there has had the 4-in-1 and they'd like to maybe call in or at least give a little testimonial about it, a CLS questions, that would be great. So back to you.
Yes, thank you, Ron. Yeah, you mentioned, you know, loneliness, et cetera, and I was thinking that to timeline crash, lonely and alone would be helpful so that those were no longer triggers. You could just sort of stop feeling that.
Yeah, and you can also, you know, if you want to do that negative affirmation, that's kind of what I call it. There might be other names that you could call it, but that's where you say, oh, man, I love being lonely, and maybe I love being rejected, and I love people not liking me, and do that, you know, 1,000 times or more, saying it out loud to release the energy out of your body for whatever issue you have. So you have to first claim where you are, and you love that. So you love being lonely, and then it's how does it make you feel? How does your body feel? How do you feel? You know, if you're being lonely, there's a lot of things you could put in there. And just say each one of them one at a time, just do one thing at a time and say it out loud. And what will happen is you're going to be saying it in the mental realm. And then at some point, the emotional body will kick in, because the words now will go from the mental body into the emotional body. And now you're going to start feeling sorry for yourself. And after that point, you're going to be going to rock bottom. And for some people, it gets very emotional. You may start breaking down, you know, and crying, bumping at the mouth or whatever, you know, feeling like you're completely abandoned, you know, whatever that situation is to you. So you may want to have a friend with you doing this, or at least watching you. And then once you finally hit rock bottom, then now you're responsible for your life. You keep saying it, and now you're going to come out from, say, the pits of hell, we'll say, and you're going to be coming up, and you'll be crying, and all the way up you may be crying, and then you'd be crying in laughter because all of a sudden you realize that you broke through the situation. And, you know, that's what I would say doing. Some people can't go through it all the way. It's too traumatic for them. So if you do, if you can only go like one-fourth the way and you feel like you're ready to throw up and like, oh, man, what did I get myself into, then, you know, get an affirmation beforehand, you know, that I'm a nice person, people like me, you know, I love myself, something that's positive, and say that a bunch of times so you're out of that energy. So that's kind of how I would look at it. And but that does work too. And, you know, you may want to find all your issues and say it. So, it, you know, and it is liberating. Anyway, so back to you.
Thank you, Ron. And you mentioned that, you know, it might be too hard and you might want to not keep going. I will say from having done this, it's also you get distracted. Your mind doesn't want you to do that. So your brain tries to say, oh, you've done enough, or, you know, you don't have time now. You don't have time for this. Or it's just, you know, it's your brain kind of messing with you,
yeah.
I think.
And those poor entities in you are going to be losing a home. They're not going to want you to keep going with this here. Thinking, oh,
right.
No. Oh, no, I can't live in this person. I'm lonely, and they're going to get rid of that energy, so I can't live in loneliness.
Right.
You know, or betrayal or whatever it is. So they don't want you to do it either. So if you have opposition, when you think about doing it, boy, that means that you really need to do it. So those entities are pulling you sideways completely. That's true with any of the clearings on the website. If you see something that you look at it and all of a sudden you go, I should do that. Well, you go, oh, no, I can't do that one. No, I feel perfectly fine. Then you know that you need it. And, you know, you may want to find somebody who could possibly help you in that situation, you know, because you have to own where you are. Once you do the clearing, you have to own where you are and also recreate your life, because when the energy is gone from you, you have nothing pulling upon you. So you want to, you know, regain your new status of who you are, because you are a new person at that point. You got rid of your baggage in that area. And always keep looking for more. You know, if you know, you don't feel complete or at work for 2 weeks, and you go, you know, I don't know about this here. I kind of feel that this clearing didn't work for me. Well, it did work for what you got released. It might just be another issue, another tangent of it. So that's the way you need to look at the website clearings. You know, you do one for loneliness. Well, what's next? You know, maybe you have heartache. Maybe you broke somebody's heart and they already quartered you and gave you a whammy on it, you know, and you think it's something that, you know, doesn't belong to you, but, you know, you don't know that until you do some clearing to find out where you are. Anyway, so back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. The next one I would like to suggest that people might want to do healing is the anger body. And a lot of the emails that we've gotten from people, and we didn't, of course, read them on the air, but a lot of people have past pain and problems with it's generally relationships or with the opposite sex. I know that's not always the case, but we'll talk about it that way. But if you are holding an anger at the opposite sex, that is definitely going to block you from having a good relationship. And I was thinking that one thing that you could do to uncover that is ask yourself, what are women say to me? Women are. And is your answer funny, beautiful, something cute, happy, or is it deceitful, liars, something like that? Then there's some anger buried there and judgment. So we do have the anger body clearing, if that happens to turn up to be the problem. And do you want to add anything to that, Ron?
Yeah, and if that's the case, you know, then that means more than likely that you're having that same anger, or say liars, right? Men are liars, women are liars, men cheat, women cheat. You know, those are kind of what sort of like go along with relationships. Not that everybody has that, but that's kind of what people normally bring up. So what does that mean? You must have an issue yourself in there. Even if you're not doing that yourself physically, if it comes into your life, that means that your partner probably quartered you with that, and or you have it. So you want to clear that out of you also, even though it might just seem like, oh man, I don't deal with this here, you know, I don't live there. Well, you know, if it comes into your life, then more than likely you have an issue on it. It may not be a great one, really big one, but it's there. And it may go into another type of issue. So, you know, you might be being projected upon, and you're projecting onto something else. So you want to look at that and just see how it works, you know. Another, you know, wonderful clear on the website is fear. So if you look at everything here, you could probably find fear running amok. You know, the biggest fear is, you know, and I've been looking at this myself, what to do with the Fukushima situation. So, you know, ideally, for what's out there, you know, the Earth will not be here with any population in 10 years. And it's probably even less than that because of all the radiation. So I don't want to scare anybody. Just go online, and they won't talk too much about it, only because they can't. But that's sort of it, because they don't talk about radiation levels any longer. So, like, I was kind of joking, I think, to Ann, you know, get a business here where you get a Geiger counter and rent them out for a dollar a piece or something for people who are going to buy groceries, you know, just see what you're eating, you know. You never know, you know, but as you start looking at it more, this is what I'm doing, and that's a reality timeline. And so I'm looking at this, how do we get rid of this timeline of mass destruction here of the human population? You know, what timeline is that? Let's get it out of here. I still want to see the rainforest. I don't want to, you know, leave here in 5 years or whatever it's going to be. So, anyway, not to scare anybody. Anyway, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. I was wondering if maybe I was going to ask for both the anger and the fear clearing. Could we have a sample of maybe fear first and then maybe a sample of the anger clearing?
Okay, so think of a fear that you might have. So here we go. And I think the biggest fear that people have is dying, I think. I don't know. I don't have any fear of that, but here we go. So fear. So one, releasing your pet fear, and it could even be a pet, you know. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. We'll do that one again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Pretty heavy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And now what was it? Anger? Is that what you wanted, Ann? We'll try anger. So one, two, three, four. Wow, think of another anger. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. I'm yawning, so that's a big issue. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So I think another issue for people, which you see. So something happens, and the ones in charge aren't accountable for their actions, but you're suffering from that. And so here we go. Think of your particular issue. One, releasing it. Two, oh, man, three, four, five, six, seven, wow, eight, nine, and ten. I have to find my water here. One, two, hang on, get a drink here. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, Ann, we'll turn it over to you again.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. That's felt really good. And I hope if anyone really felt that strongly, that they'll think about doing those clearings for themselves. Okay, we have an email from a longtime listener about if we can get back to relationships, Ron. Is that okay? I guess you're still drinking your water. I'll just keep going. I have found that doing the clearings with CLS and reinventing my life, that the meaning of relationships is different to me. Old meaning, touching, hand-holding, eye-gazing, cuddling, sex acts, pleasing one partner. Now, anyone who is listening to Ron can ask themselves, do I really want this in my life to stay in duality? Being alone is different than being lonely. Yes, I have asked Ron, too. It's hard to find a companion to be at peace with and to find a real human being. It's a lot of work just keeping my spirit home and to worrying about keeping a partner's spirit home. You really do not want to be being there with them if their spirit is absent. That is my input. Thanks, I'm at peace. All the other stuff is a program we were mind-controlled to think is normal. So that's a different perspective, and I do very much agree that the first thing anyone wanting a relationship needs to ask themselves is why they want a relationship. And so you may agree with this listener that it's completely unnecessary and perhaps even a negative to be in a relationship. But if you do want one, I do feel you can clear yourself of the issues that are the blocks and also have a relationship if you want to. I don't think one way is better or worse than the other, Ron. Do you agree? Ron, are you there? Hello? Apparently. I thought maybe I was off. Am I still on the air?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm sorry, listeners. Okay. So thank you so much, listener, for that question. And I'm going to go look at the fast chat again. Someone on the fast chat is requesting a bad habit removal clearing. And that's a great idea. I will ask Ron about that when he gets back on. But I hope everyone does know that there is an addiction clearing. So I know a bad habit, I guess it's like, you know, kind of different than an addiction. But we'll ask Ron to do a healing on that, and maybe he could talk about it. Bad habits like smoking. So smoking could be an addiction. And another listener is putting a vote in for doing Ron having a deluxe clearing for relationships. So thank you all for those comments.
Okay, I'm back. And I don't know what happened.
Hi, Ron. I didn't know if I was talking to nobody or what, but welcome back.
Yeah, I guess I was clearing the burned phone lines or something. I don't know.
Yeah, those were we're so thick, right? We lost you. Someone had a request on the fast chat, Ron, for a bad habit clearing, and I was mentioning that we do have an addiction clearing on the website, but that sometimes a bad habit is a little, maybe not an addiction, maybe something different. What would a bad habit be, Ron?
I don't know, but I think a bad habit probably initially was a good habit, okay? So probably started off good, then it turned bad because it had consequences. So, you know, you had to use it for some reason, whatever the thing was, whether it's, you know, saying words or eating the wrong food or, you know, whatever it is, you know. So maybe initially you got a lot of good mileage out of it, and then you realize that I shouldn't be doing this anymore. Now it's a bad habit. So I'm going to first clear that situation that you're thinking of. Maybe we'll just say it could be smoking or something. So let's first clear it through the one that's having a good habit. You really enjoy doing it, right? So this way you're looking at it. So you really enjoyed it. So we're going to do a clearing for that. So here we go. Think of your situation. with that good habit. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay? And this might be a little different. Now we'll do the upside-down version of that. We'll say the flip side, the bad habit. So, which is the same habit, but now it's bad. So, remember, it depends how you look at it. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, we'll see what happens with that one. And let's do the timeline crash. So the good habit timeline, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And the bad habit timeline, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. All right, just see how you're experiencing that. Back to you, Ann.
That's just terrific, Ron. And the person actually mentioned smoking, so that's really wonderful and helpful. Unfortunately, we've come to the end of our time. So maybe, I don't know if there's, unless there's something else you want to say, Ron, I will say that our next BBS radio show is tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Pacific time. It's Saturday night on the Lightship, so I hope everyone can listen to that. We still have emails I didn't get to tonight, so if Kathy doesn't get to them tomorrow or Monday, we'll get to them Wednesday. And we still would love any questions or comments about relationships. And I guess that's it, Ron. Sunday's the 8-hour call, 10 a.m. Pacific time.
Okay, yes. So I think we're doing how to work the website with clearings on Wednesday.
Yes, and I've gotten several really terrific emails. Thank you, people, for sending those in. And if anyone else has any ideas about how to help new people navigate the website and how to do the healings, anything that baffled you when you first started doing healings, or perhaps you're new now and you're baffled, so send those in, and we'll try to get it all covered on Wednesday.
Yeah, that's great. So, yeah, because the clearings can be used, I don't know, I don't have enough time to talk about it, but sometimes you're doing a clearing and you don't realize that it overlaps into something else. And you go, wow, and I feel great now, you know. You didn't realize that thinking a negative thought would actually affect your body, and all of a sudden you do the clearing of whatever it would be, and all of a sudden your back goes into shape, you know, pops back in after, 30 years of being out. And you go, wow, this is fantastic, or just other things like that. So anyway, if anybody's had that experience or, they worked on something on the website and it kind of went a little different direction and it improved their life, that'd be great to hear about that. But anyway, thank you, Ann. Thank you, BBS. Thank you, all listeners, for tuning in. And we'll see you all later. Blessings.
Thanks, all. Bye. Thank you, Ron.